Chris Lamber have grown up in Bombay, or Mumbai as it is now known. Home to 18 million people, it is the financial capital of India and the country's economic heartbeat. But at one time, fishing was its main occupation. How did this city become the maximum city? In this podcast, I am speaking with Sifra Lantan. Sifra is a history fellow at the Mumbai-based foreign think tank Gateway House, Indian Council on Global Relations, and has written a recent book, Mercantile Bombay, A Journey of Trade, Finance and Enterprise.
Well, I mean, the history of Bombay is intimately connected with the cotton trade. Export of cotton from Mumbai actually started at the turn of the 18th century. So cotton would be brought from Mumbai's hinterland into the port and it would be exported out. How did it transform the city of Bombay? It increased the connectivity with Bombay's hinterland. Bombay did not produce anything, so it needed to import things into the city to export outwards. The most important thing was that it created the capital for setting up manufacturing industries. That happened in the 19th century. And lastly, it attracted trading communities to the city, which formed the fabric of our bazaars, markets, and today our exchanges like the Cotton Exchange, the Bullion Exchange, the Bombay Stock Exchange.
What I've noticed is it's quite hard to miss the name Premchand Roychand when researching this interesting economic history of Bombay, especially during the period 1860 to 1865. So I would love to hear your thoughts on the role he played in both the rise and decline of the Bombay Cotton Exchange and trade, as well as that of the small brokers exchange that existed then, which eventually became the Bombay Stock Market, which you mentioned.
So Premchand Roychand was a key figure and became well-known worldwide, I would say, largely because of the cotton boom from 1863 to 1865. It is well-known that from 1860, when the American Civil War broke out, till 1863, nothing happened. But when the Civil War broke out and Britain had stopped importing cotton from America, of course, there was a certain hesitancy in the markets here. They were increasingly importing cotton from Bombay. But everyone thought that the war would end suddenly. But by 1863, everyone felt that this war was going to go on and on and on. So that was when people started thinking that the war was never going to end. And they followed the lead of Roychand. 43 companies were launched just in 1863. And there was so much money in Bombay because of the cotton trade that people started launching these wild schemes. Most of the companies were on paper, whether they were banks, they were reclamation companies, they were development companies, or they were mills. Remember that the mill industry had also started by the 1850s. So that was where Premchand Roychand, he was an iconic figure during the boom time. But also after the American Civil War ended in April 1865, he was amongst a list of merchants on the bankruptcy list because they had taken positions and they could not fulfill or pay back all the money they had taken during these boom years.
Sifra then goes on to talk about the landmarks that are familiar to most Bombay residents, but they're like me, perhaps unaware of their cotton connections.
So I'm just going to give you a few examples. One is the Hornuman Circle Gardens, was the old cotton green. The Kulaba cotton green from 1844 right up to 1925, it functioned, was at Kulaba, that is between Badwar Park, which was the old Kulaba station or terminus, and the radio club. So it was a huge cotton green. Then, of course, we have the Kalba Devi Exchange. You have cotton markets in Bombay. You have cotton mills in Bombay. The entire merchant trading community or the commercial trading or shipping in Bombay was based on cotton at one time. And interestingly, India still is the second largest exporter of cotton in the world today.
Now, when I walk the streets of my city, I can envision the merchants trading as I walk past the cotton greens, the busy docks where cotton was loaded, the mills where thousands of workers were employed. Sifra, give me a snapshot of how cotton made Bombay then and how it continues to shape Mumbai now.